Scores of Israeli settlers alongside American tourists entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Al-Quds on Thursday morning to conduct historical tours and perform religious rituals. Officials from Al-Aqsa state that these violations are now occurring on almost a daily basis. The settlers were protected by the Israeli army, who allowed them access through the Moroccan gate, the key to which they confiscated from the Muslim authorities during the 1967 Al-Nakba catastrophe. The Minister of Religious Affairs of the Palestinian Authority has strongly condemned the continuous attacks and violations of the sanctity of the mosque and has called for an urgent action by all Arab states.
The Israeli attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque are increasing. There is a strategic plan with the settlers under the protection of the Israeli army and the endorsement of the Israeli Knesset to change the status quo in an attempt to claim it as their holy religious relic, the Temple Mount, and to build a new synagogue in its place.
Dr. Hannah Issa, a professor of international law, explained that the violations are not only taking place in Al-Aqsa, but furthermore, the Israelis are expanding their construction operations under the Al-Aqsa, causing irreversible subsidence and damage to the mosque.
Israel is step-by-step dividing Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jerusalem Al-Quds. They have dug 18-meter tunnels under the mosque and have plans for the year 2020 to build a city under the compound.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque compound is under the guardian patronage and protection of the Jordanian authorities. The Al-Aqsa officials have called upon the Jordanian authorities and King Abdullah to suspend any ties with Israel in retaliation for its violations against the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Although 120 member states of the non-aligned movement have pressed the UN Security Council to take further action against the Israeli violations, Al-Aqsa officials believe that the Jordanian patrons should take further action before Tel Aviv's policy of Judaization of the mosque causes irreversible damage. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds.